your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Paula T. coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, March 16, 2025. So let's get rocking and rolling. We got a lot of stuff to get through today, and if we don't get through it today, we'll continue on with next week. But I got some really good material for you. First, as always, I'm going to answer questions that were posed to me this week, and this explanation is for those of you who received a copyright strike on YouTube for using our materials without our permission. So I guess all this time, guys, you haven't really understood what we mean when we ask you very simply. We understand that the videos of Mark Douglas are all across the internet. Okay, we get that. However, that doesn't make it right. And all of you know this. So, you know, don't write back to us and say, oh, we didn't know. And, you know, just because something is on the internet for free does not mean that it's legal. And, you know, we're in the year 2025, guys. Okay, we're not talking about downloading a recipe. We're talking about material that people worked to write, to create, to refine, and you know, make available as a business, you know, and every single one of you know that neither Mark nor myself posted our workshops for free because our website address is not on the post. Okay. So, you know, our office has never been closed. We continue to publish new materials and host workshops. So, you know, to be honest with you guys, we continue to ask ourselves, where is your justification in posting someone else's work for your own monetization? Now, I own all the copyrights and trademarks to all of our material. The Disciplined Trader, Mark and I co-wrote that. As I've mentioned before, Penguin has finally corrected that. And so all the additions you're going to get from the Disciplined Trader will reflect that. In terms of Trading in the Zone, I was the editor for that book. I own the copyright to that. I wrote the dialogue for all the workshops that all of you are watching for free on the internet. Now, the reason that you don't see me presenting it is because way back in ancient times, meaning most of those videos are over 20 to 30 years old. Okay? Now, yes, our material is timeless, and it doesn't matter what era it is for traders. Trading psychology is just out there, okay? It doesn't matter if it's 1950, it doesn't matter if it's 1980, it doesn't matter if it's 2025. You have to have the right mindset to grow your equity. Now, before any one of you get a copyright strike, whether it's on YouTube or any other media, we contact you and we ask you, and this is something that we have done long before Mark died. We've been doing this since, I want to say, at least the year 2000, 2001. What we have always done is we have emailed you or called you, depending on what information we have for you, and ask you to just simply add our website address on your post. Okay, that's all. We give you several weeks to respond, and 99.9% of you never respond. Now, this was a mystery to Mark. He never could figure this out because he was so generous. It's one of the reasons I fell in love with him and started working with him. He was so generous that all he ever asked from any one of you who were posting our materials without our knowledge, when we found out about it, was just to post our website address on your post. And like I said, 99.9% of you refuse to do so even today, even to this day. So, okay, we're gonna enforce the copyright infringement. Now, what makes this so important, and the reason that I bring it up, and I don't think I've been very clear over the years about this, but I want to share with you that this whole piracy, at least of our materials, I can't speak for anybody else in the industry, but it's so sad because in the end, Mark felt he must have failed all of you traders. And there's going to come a day, maybe not that soon, but one of these days I am actually going to post online his handwritten journal work where he states how he feels like he failed all of you traders. Now, I share this because it broke his heart to think that none of you posting our materials apparently understood or understand what it means to think and act like a winner. Because if you understood what it meant to think like a winner, you wouldn't need anyone else's materials to build your own business, whether it's a subscription business or you're offering advisory services or trade setups or whatever. You would just be doing it yourself. And this is in a large part why he left us. And his last thoughts, his last written words were thinking about all of you. He was crying in the dark, thinking he failed all of you, that you felt the need to steal from him instead of saying, hey, can I post this? Can we work together? That's the tragedy of this. And again, I will share his handwritten notes eventually when I can actually look at them again, because it's still too painful for me, even after all these years. So I am going to ask you here today, guys, even today, is asking any of you to post our website address so much to ask? Is it just too much for you to do? What is it that you think you're going to lose by adding our website address to your posting of my materials? What are you going to lose? Now, Mark and I have lost years of being able to host workshops due to all this posting, but apparently that's okay with you guys. So I'm going to ask you again, why is it all of you in this industry that all of us traders love so much and want to be so good at, why do you think that Mark and I don't deserve to get paid? We are helping you, providing you with materials that we have created, that we have, put our blood, sweat, and tears into, to provide content that you just blithely post on your social media to build your business, but you can't even post our website address, giving us some sort of credit. Now, to be fair, obviously, I understand piracy is a fact of life, okay? But that doesn't make it right. So here's the deal, guys. And this is what we offer everyone, and we have since the earliest days of the internet. We send you an email. We ask you to put our website address on your post. We don't ask you to take it down initially. And then we offer you to work together, and we're happy to share new material. Give you, the edge over other internet providers. What we're doing here, guys, is we're trying to really bring home to you that you have to believe in universal abundance, the philosophy we have been teaching since 1990. This is not a new philosophy, guys. This is a philosophy that countless holy men, philosophers, sages, wise men, they have been teaching And also, it's all written in every single set of holy scriptures in all faith since the earliest days of mankind. So the other part of this tragedy is that all of you who post our materials without honoring our request to put our website address there do not understand our philosophy. You truly don't understand what our materials are about. And that makes me sad. Okay? Our office has always been open to working together with anyone wishing to post, repost, whatever, even long before Mark died, but more importantly, with the offer to share new materials for a financially mutual benefit. So I want you to keep that in mind, guys. Not necessarily just you who post, but those of you who download and share. You share to make yourself look good to other traders. You're posting to build a business. And yet you have no concept of what universal abundance is all about. And that's what we are about. That's what our philosophy is. That's what we've been teaching since we started this in 1985. Again, it's just sad, guys, because you don't even see it. You see something for free. You say, oh, this is great because they have a great reputation and it's going to make me look good. Okay, it's going to make you look good, but you don't grasp the underlying concept of what is beneath that. We truly live what we preach. We walk the talk. That's who we are. And I'm saying we still because it's collectively, because, you know, it is a collective venture between Mark and I. As you guys, I've mentioned, I have a storage locker of unpublished materials that are just awesome, which, you know, we're starting to get out to you guys. So just keep in mind, guys, if you have the urge to post, send me an email. I will say, great. Who are you? Put our link on. Let's work together. That's all I'm asking. That's all Mark ever asked. Because if we work together, you're going to be amazed at just how much business you can get. You're not going to be losing anything by working together with our office. You're going to grow so greatly, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. You'll wonder why you didn't do it before. Okay, moving on. This next segment, we're going to start talking about, I want to say cause and effect, but that's not really what we're going to be talking about. What we're going to be talking about is cause of equals or equates into investigation into effect. Now, what do I mean by that? Each day, any one of us can face one or more unpleasant events in life. It's just fact, okay? It doesn't mean it's going to be unpleasant every day, but it can. And somehow most of us manage to get through these less than positive times with you know, not too much trouble. And many people assume that there is not much they can do to avoid unpleasant events. This is especially true for traders. And we'll get into that a little deeper in a few moments. However, each and every one of us can live a happy and prosperous existence and achieve any goals you set for yourself, meaning as an individual, with your family, as a trader, with your community, in any area of your life. But before you can achieve those goals, you have to understand that if any goals, again, and especially with trading goals, are not being fulfilled, there is an actual cause behind that, meaning reason for the goal or set of goals not being reached. Now, most people kind of refuse to believe this because that's not what they've been taught. And also, because if they truly believe that there is a cause or a reason behind their goals not being fulfilled, then they would have to kind of take responsibility for those goals not being met, wouldn't they? But everything in life is caused by something. Things just don't happen by chance. Now, I know there's an argument about this, and, you know, in time immemorial, you know, well, that was just wrong place at the wrong time. Well, you know, if you extrapolate it back out, and I'll give you a story to illustrate that in a moment, you'll understand that life doesn't happen by chance. There is a cause or set of causations for any unpleasant events. And I'm just focusing on unpleasant events right now, guys. But with the proper investigation into those causes, you can effectively diffuse and eliminate most, if not all, of those unmet goals. Now, our ancestors knew this. And I'm talking way back to the beginning of, way back to Adam and Eve, okay? Now, our ancestors may not have known specifically what caused, say, the tides to ebb and flow, but they knew from an innate DNA structure that was created by God that all events in life happen for a reason. Even today, countless people across the world seek wisdom from the stars, from the heavens. Some as simple as reading their daily horoscope or having an astrological chart created for them by someone versed in astrology. Other people blame someone else's good fortune on luck and joke about touching that person to have that luck rub off on them. Flipping a coin. How many times have any of you listening to this? How many times have you flipped a coin? Even joke in a joking manner, but you still did it to make a decision. Flipping a coin is something done by from, you know, everyone from a maintenance worker to CEOs. And I will share with you, Mark Douglas used the coin flip to make a lot of trading decisions, as well as others. This is not something he shared necessarily publicly, but we have shared it with our coaching clients. Now, Mark and I still use what is called a divining ball. This is while holding a chain or a string, which has a small metal ball at the end, you can begin to quiet your mind to think about your questions that need answers. Now, this ball on the chain or string is held up about 7 inches over a glass plate or a piece of cardboard, let's say, that has a circle in it, and the words yes, no, maybe are written around the circle. As you quiet your mind, closing your eyes, and as you begin to ask for, quote, the best answer to your question, your soul's energy will direct the ball at the end of the chain to swing in a direction, toward a yes, toward a no, toward a maybe. Maybe some of you have already done this. I still have Mark's divining ball in my closet. I don't use it because it's too sentimental, but there are many other ancient forms of getting direction or answers to your questions, most notably known as prayer or visualization, meditation, and making intentions. And all of these modalities were created from within us by God during the process of His creation. We've just attached different labels to them. Meaning, since He created our souls to ask Him for answers to our questions, any modality, any term you use for any modality, and any modality that you choose will be right and appropriate for you. I hope that's clear. Now, none of these modalities, just a few that I've mentioned here, are necessarily based on what us humans would call reason or knowledge. Many people go through life just vainly hoping that nothing will go wrong. Others misguide themselves into thinking that life is one eternal struggle and that's, quote, just the way it is. Most of the time, because that's what they were taught. Very few people are really happy in life because they don't know how to create happiness and fulfillment, whether it's emotional, spiritual, or financial. And those two terms, happiness and fulfillment, seem to be the great mystery to so many people. And it's not really a mystery at all. For instance, let me just give you an example about a farmer, for those of you who are in the agricultural trading. Let's just say a farmer with a very poor crop one year has no explanation for it that makes sense. He has no idea that he himself caused this condition. However, if he were to look into it a little further, he would find that he had forgotten to keep his seeds safe from for the spring planting, and so a lot of the seeds were harmed by insects. Not realizing this, he came up with all sorts of odd reasons or just to blame it on bad luck. He's just justifying him not following through on his goal. Meaning to look into, handle, and improve any situation that isn't 100% positive in any area of life requires you to have a skill in investigation. And what is the definition of investigation? The ability to think in a reasonable or sensible manner and get to the actual cause of the problem. That's all. In other words, investigation is simply the careful discovery of and sorting of facts. In your investigation over an event that was less than positive, you search out and examine the details of whatever happened in an attempt to learn the facts behind the less than positive event in an attempt to find the root cause. Now, when you do a proper investigation, you find out the actual cause of the problem that you are facing. Meaning, let's say you got in a trade too early. If you look back and were honest with yourself, you would say, I was impatient to get into the market. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Now, let's say you're already in a trade and you decide to move your stop. You broke one of your rules and you end up losing money. Again, if you're honest with yourself after the fact, you can go back and say, I broke one of my rules. I moved my stop, which made the trade a different set of criteria. So you can extrapolate that forward and say, okay, I broke my rules. I have to choose not to do that forward. This is what investigation is all about, guys. So think about this. And we will be back after a short break.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, so continuing on with this. This is really, really important for traders to understand. All right, and this is the way our materials are going to be flowing forward. When you break your rules, or you stay in a losing trade, or you have fear of failure, or you have analysis paralysis, whatever your challenge is, the first thing to ask yourself is, what don't I understand about this situation? What don't I understand about the existing condition that I'm in the middle of? You will, when you start doing this, and I know it'll be a little, you know, kind of a bothersome to begin with, but when you start doing this, you will find that there's two facts that won't agree, meaning they are different, which makes them impossible both to be true. So you can't understand them. So what you have to try and do is to make sense out of these two facts. What don't I understand? What don't I understand why I moved my stop? What don't I understand about me loving my analysis but being unable to put on a trade? So you have to question these questions. And when you understand that this is how you have to start investigating what you're thinking, and the more you do this, it doesn't matter if you get this point understood, you may find now there's another fact that you don't understand, and you're going to keep asking questions and probing questions, probing your mind, and along the way, you will find the actual reason or cause for the circumstances with your trading that you are now investigating to make better. This is what Mark and I have been teaching since probably before a lot of you were born, okay? I met Mark when I was 25 in 1985 or 1984, and he was 35, okay? He was over 10 years older than me. So we've been doing this a long time, and one of the most fascinating concepts about Mark, which really drew me to his mind first, as I've written in The Disciplined Trader and other books, you know, I fell in love with his mind first. I really did. I mean, even though he was really cute, I mean, that was a given. But I also have to be in love with a man's mind, because that's where it's at. Okay. So one of the things that he constantly did was ask himself questions, meaning he believed that any investigation should progress this way. Continue to ask yourself questions every time something doesn't make sense with your trading. Now, sometimes some questions that have to be asked, sometimes it only takes a simple, oh, what is that noise, to lead you to the source of a loud noise, okay? So this is an example of an investigation done quickly, you know, because you found out the answer really quickly, okay? So, but in other words, you have to find the poorly functioning part of yourself, okay? You have to understand what you don't understand about it, and then ask yourself, as a trader, connected with the problem, to get more information about what is going on. So if you start the investigation by saying, you know, what is it I don't understand? This is the same concept of believing in you don't know what you don't know. Okay? So you have to ask yourself, what is it that I don't understand? And you write it all down. And it's, you know, it's just bullet points. What is it I don't understand about why I move my stops? What is it I don't understand about being afraid of loss? And so forth and so on. And as you ask yourself those questions, you write down immediately what comes into your thought processes. That is your truth in that moment. This is what you have to understand, guys. This is your truth. And you keep doing that until you get to the root cause of why you're moving your stops, why you're afraid of loss. And by following those questions, you know, down to the root cause, you will find the reason why you're doing what you're doing, which is not making money as a trader, which is, you know, limiting your ability to do so, which can then be handled, deflated, and de-energized So now you can actually not move your stop. You can actually not be afraid of a loss because you know that if you've done everything right, loss is just a cost of doing business as a trader. And if you find yourself doing these inappropriate behaviors again, you just start the investigation all over again. So when you're doing your investigation into what you think, you have to look for statistics that are going down, meaning you're losing money as a trader, right? So those statistics don't necessarily make sense, of course. So you have to question yourself as to why you continue to do those behaviors. One thing at a time. All right? This is, you know, this is what we've been teaching for a long time, guys. This is where the journaling comes in. This is where the self-reflection comes in. In other words, when you come across two facts that are contrary or opposite to one another, you have to ask questions on those two facts and get to another point where you don't understand. And you continue on this questioning. You continue on this path, asking questions about things you don't understand until the real reason is located. Meaning you start out with the contradiction. You ask the question, you come up with an initial fact, okay? Maybe you don't understand it. You ask another question, a deeper question. You come up with another fact, another question, another fact, another question. You keep doing that in a regular pattern until you get to the real reason. So to put this another way, to make it more clear, the skill in doing this investigation is like finding a piece of string sticking out. You don't know why. You pull on the string. As you pull, let's say a small cat shows up. And you keep pulling on the string by asking more questions. And a bigger animal shows up. You pull some more and more, and now a tiger appears. And you keep asking questions. Why is this? What is this string for? What is this string for? This is what you're looking to solve. The reason for your difficulty. It's not sensible for any traders to think that they're lazy or stupid, because you're not. You're not. We all work really hard to be the best traders we can be and to be the most profitable traders we can be. So we are, you know, none of you are lazy. None of you are stupid. You're all the brightest of the bright. And you want brightest. You want to know why? Because you guys are what makes Wall Street. You guys are the one that keeps Wall Street going. What did I write here? Let me see. Where did I write this? Here we go. I wrote this decades ago. Every single trader is the backbone of Wall Street. You are the traders that sustain the markets. So don't allow your unfounded fears to misinform you and limit your success. Keep this in mind. Yes, you're just an individual trader. So what? There's countless numbers of you out there, and you are the ones that keep Wall Street going. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be any Wall Street. So no matter whether you're making money to the degree that you want to right now or not, just understand, maybe you still don't know what you don't know. So our next couple shows are going to really bring home about learning how things are caused and there's an effect and how to investigate. Okay? So just keep in mind, there is always a reason behind a less than positive condition. So keep asking questions of yourself until you have the real reason worked out. This is where my coaching comes in, guys. This is 90% of what I help traders do. Ask questions of themselves. And I give them the questions in their exercises after a coaching session. It's questions they don't know they need to ask. Okay? So keep in mind, too, the real reason for anything that is less than is always something that you can very easily understand. It's not beyond your comprehension, guys. The answers are already there if you know to ask. And if you ask enough questions, you will get the real reason for your drawdowns or whatever other trading challenges you have, and then you can take effective action. As you practice this personal investigation, this self-reflection, your profit-taking will improve. Why? Because you will be sharpening your mental skills and making them so much more effective that you will eventually be instantly able to see something you didn't understand before and take the appropriate action. And all of you can easily acquire this same skill that Mark had, which I have, and which I still teach today in my coaching sessions and my workshops. Now, to make your personal investigation, your self-reflection, even more rapid and effective, you have to be able to understand this concept and apply the principles of logic. And logic is a subject that has been misunderstood and made very confusing for no reason. But that's no longer the case these days. And we'll be right back talking about this further after a short break. Okay, we're back. Now, again, if any of you guys have questions about this, because we haven't really gone through this before, sign up for the introductory call or, I'll take you through it or send the questions and I'll go over it in the next show. Okay, so before we get into logic, I just want to kind of briefly go, recap what we talked about in terms of investigations. So to do accurate self-investigations, you have to have an understanding of logic, which we'll get into shortly. And to do that, you need to find out what's really going on. So number one, you have to analyze your data, meaning what's going on. Use that data that's been analyzed to review the situation. Now, I'm going to define data as facts, statistics, graphs, charts, statements, decisions, actions, personal feelings, which are supposedly true. Now, situation I'm going to define as a broad general sense on which current, quote, data exists. Okay? How am I going to make this a little clearer? So for example, let's say a decline in the sales of new computers in a computer store would be a situation. To analyze means you would examine or study a situation carefully in detail to understand it better, so that in doing your investigation, the data and the situation are both analyzed so you can come to any ideas where you need to make changes. So now, getting back to logic, logic is defined as the subject of reasoning. This is my definition, which means you think about facts and ideas and make correct decisions from those facts and ideas. Now, simply put, we could say logic is the study of how ideas and facts are combined in a way that makes sense to explain things. All right? Over the centuries, there have been people who have decided to call logic a science. I mean, I know in school we all could have taken a class, logistics, which I did not because I'm not into math like that. But And it was considered a science even when I was in school. But just because some people call it a science doesn't necessarily make it an actual science, to be honest, okay? Because it's not necessarily done in order to prove or disprove existing ideals. Logic is there to discover truth by applying information about yourself in ways that you want to work. Okay, so logic, or the ability to reason, is very important to traders because you are in charge of managing your money. If you cannot think clearly, you will not be able to reach the type of financial success that you want as a trader. You will not be able to take profit whenever it makes itself available to you, because you will be unable to make correct decisions. And when I say correct, I'm using that term loosely. I should have said appropriate. So for a trader, you have to have a use for logic that is important and believe it's necessary. Meaning, if you can't use logic to reason why you are doing what you're doing or acting the way you're acting as a trader, then you're going to end up making costly mistakes, and you're going to end up being a boom and buster. And then you're going to run into having a mindset of confusion, which, you know, ultimately, in the worst case scenario, could lead to financial ruin. So unless you choose to observe difficulties or problems in the way you think and how you're acting or reacting while trading, you're ultimately going to reach wrong conclusions and make trading errors. And that'll just make things worse for you financially, right? So, in other words, if a trader has an understanding of what makes things logical or rational, then it's possible to think of what makes things illogical or irrational, right? So, meaning you can pass on information that might lead you to put on a bad trade, because you have not done your investigation. You have not thought in a logical way that you don't know what you don't know about the markets yet. And no one knows everything about the markets. Okay, it is just impossible, because we never know where the markets are going to go from day to day. I mean, we've seen that just the last couple weeks, right? Okay, and if you guys will recall, I did say to just keep trading the way you have been trading. Do not add anything to the mix. Do not delete anything from the mix. Do not add to your positions. Do not lower your position. Well, you can lower your positions, but I didn't say that. But, you know, if you'll recall several weeks ago, because that was one of the questions, I said, just keep trading the way you're trading, because the next couple weeks, if not next couple months, are going to be pretty squirrely. And if you just trade like you've been normally trading, you'll be okay. A lot of you guys didn't listen. So what I'm saying is, you can't just from one minute to the next start thinking illogically when you need to be thinking logically. And I know this is a deep concept, so we're going to go into this, you know, over the next couple weeks. But in the meantime, you know, just you have to keep in mind, if it makes sense, then it's true. If it doesn't make sense, then you need to investigate it. Okay? So you can't put the cart before the horse, as, you know, it's been said for a long time. So you have to understand that when you are fixated on a goal, but it's not coming to fruition, then you have to step back and start doing your self-analysis observation, self-reflection, and your self-investigation as to why it's not happening. Why are you not growing your equity? Why do you continue to not follow your rules? Whatever other trading challenges you have. So we will continue on with this in the next show. And in the meantime, have a great trading week. This is Paula T. Webb at paulatweb.com. The best of the best here on 1610 WBGS, the great place to be.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.